The Mishnah, Perek Dalad, Perkei Avos, Mishnah Gimel, teaches us who are Ya'omer. Ben Azai, who was mentioned in the previous Mishnah, used to teach us, Al ti bozl kol adam, do not despise anyone, val ti maflig l'chol dover, and don't assume that there's anyone who's not worthy, anyone not worthy of consideration. Shein l'cha adam, shein lo isha. There is no person that doesn't have his hour. Shein l'cha dover, shein lo makam. And there is no thing that has no place. Everything has a value. Rabbi Ruchem, based on the Rabbeinu Yoina, says there's a concept of leitzonus. He says, what, which of course we know is a very negative character trait. He says, what is the issue with leitzonus? So he says, the issue with leitzonus is that it represents a lack of appreciation. It represents a lack of appreciation. If a person appreciates another person, if a person appreciates an activity, then he isn't going to treat it lightly. And what Chazal are teaching in this Mishnah is that there is nothing that exists in this universe that doesn't have a value. The Gemara Masechta Gittin, Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, teaches us that Titus, the Roman emperor, the terrible Sinai Yisrael, what ultimately killed him was a small fly that gnawed in his brain. We see from here, even the smallest fly could have such incredible power. And where, continues Rabbi Ruchem to explain, does a person, Chas V'Sholem, come to Leitzonus? It says because it comes from a lack of thinking. A person who thinks and studies and recognizes the value and worth of everything in this world will recognize that everything has a value, and therefore will never come to belittle anything. The pasuk, he says, "Lesala b'malos al mizbechi," that a person going up the mizbeach, they didn't have steps. Going up to the mizbeach, they had a ramp. And the pasuk says, "Why is there a need for a ramp, not for steps?" And Rashi explains, because when you take steps on steps versus on a ramp, you have to spread your feet. And it's not as respectful as walking with small steps. So let's think about it. Who are you embarrassing here? You're walking on a ramp, or you're walking on steps made out of stone that have no intellect, that have no feeling. But the Torah is teaching us that if a person gets into the habit, chas v'shalom, of not showing respect to everything in this world, then that could, of course, chas v'shalom, lead to lack of respect, where respect is so important. So the Torah wants us to recognize that even when you walk up a ramp, versus walking up steps, to teach us that lesson. And he says, one day, particularly in Europe, it was very cold, and he put on a pair of gloves. He says, let's think about a pair of gloves. A pair of gloves is not very expensive. A pair of gloves is made out of wool or leather, but not a lot of wool, not a lot of leather are required to make a pair of gloves. But recognize what they accomplish. My hands won't be cold. And that's why the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, says, Rabbi Yochanan Karo Lamana, Rabbi Yochanan would call his garments Mechbedusa. They give him honor. Why do they give him honor? Because if a person takes the moment to think about what do the clothing do for me? They cover me. They keep me warm, that I shouldn't be cold. Things that we take for granted. But if we start not taking anything for granted, that's what the Tana teaches us. Al tibaz l'kol adam. And therefore, of course, if we will become accustomed not to take anything for granted, not to take the steps we step on for granted, not to take the clothing we wear for granted, certainly we will come to the recognition of respecting a person. As the Tana in our very Perek, later in Perek Mishnah Yudalit says, Chaviv Adam Shenivra Betzalem. The Mishnah isn't speaking specifically about Jews. Every person has a value. Chaviv Adam Shenivra Betzalem. A person has to recognize the value of every human being. He has to recognize the value of every piece of food that he eats, and that, and that's why, of course, there's such a serious issue about bizui oichlim, not embarrassing food, because we have to, once we get chas v'shalom into a habit of not treating something with respect, that opens up to leitzanus, and we lose respect for everything. And certainly, as Rashi says, your fellow Jew, who was also created, b'tzelem u'demus of the Eibishter, and is certainly sensitive if you don't treat him properly. How much should we think? How much should we understand that every person in the world carries an importance? And since everyone in the world carries an importance, from everyone, if from every fly we could learn something, how much can we learn from every human being? And if we can learn from every human being, and we think about every human being with that perspective, then we will come to the category of Al Tibaz L'Kul Kol Adam. And the Shin of Arav, the Divrei Cheskel, says that the Tana himself here in our Mishnah really gives us the way to get to that. And he says, look at the words of the Mishnah. He says, the Mishnah says, Al tibaz l'kol adam. What does the Mishnah mean with the word l'kol adam? If you look at a human being at his entirety, so every human being has many different parts that make him up. And there isn't a human being that if you look at him in his totality, you will not find significant talents, worthy lessons to learn from him. Look at Kol Adam. Look at the entire person. The Medrash teaches us, the Rebbe Elazar ben Shvuah Shamua was once walking on the beach, and he saw a ship sink. But there was one person who was sitting on one of the planks of the ship, and he somehow was able to get to the shore naked, nothing to wear. And he was hiding on the beach. He was embarrassed to walk around without any clothing. Jews passed by this individual as they were being oilu regal to Yerushalayim. And this person, this non-Jewish person, turns around to them and says, I'm your brother. I'm from Esav. We're brothers. Give me some clothing to cover myself. And the Jews ignored him. So we don't care about you. Rabbi Lazar was the only person that took off his coat and gave it to that individual, took him home, gave him to eat and to drink, gave him money to get back home. And took him home, in fact. The Medrash continues. A couple of days later, the king of Rome passed away. This individual was appointed to be his successor. And he immediately made a decree that all men, all Jewish men, should be immediately exterminated. All Jewish women should be abused. And the Jewish people were obviously in a very desperate situation. And they came to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon and said, please go talk to him. Maybe you could accomplish. She says, how could I go to him empty-handed? So they gave him a tremendous amount of money. They gave him 4,000 dinarim. And he approached the palace and he asked, and he came, and the guards, of course, did not really want to let him in. And he said, please ask the king that there's a lonely Jew that needs to speak to him. The king says, okay, let him in. As soon as he walks in, the king jumps off his throne and bows down in front of him. He says, what are you doing here? So he says, I came to ask for my people that you shouldn't destroy them. So he says, how can I show respect for your people? The Torah Kedoshah says, you may not despise anybody from Esav, for they are your brothers. And when I asked for a little rachmanis, nobody was besides you was ready to show that compassion. So he said, so Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon says, I really don't have an easy answer for you. He says, but I beg of you, here I have these 4,000 coins, take them and have rachmanis on us. So he says, I don't need your money. You keep those 4,000 coins. And I'm going to save all of the Jewish people in my country because of you. Because you took care of me, you gave me to eat and to drink, and you gave me clothing. What, when we do something for an individual who we think, why? So there's always a why. We don't realize what could come from an action, from our actions. There's another medrash. Rav Yanai was once walking on the road and he saw a person who looked very distinguished. He was wearing very fancy clothing. And Rav Yanai assumed he was a Talmud Chacham. So Rav Yanai invited him to his home and he gave him to eat and to drink. And he started to talk to him in learning. He says, he saw he didn't know anything. So Rav Yanai says, what could I tell you? What could you tell me? What could you tell me? So he says, Ochel kela pita shel Yanai. A dog ate Yanai's bread. The guest grabs Rabbi Yanai and says to him, I was once walking in front of yeshiva. I was once walking in front of yeshiva and I heard the children in yeshiva singing, Tayor tziv alonim Moshe Marosha kol Yaakov. That's all I know. So he says, so what does that mean? So he says, because I never accepted anything that anybody should say bad about anyone. So Rav Yanai said, now I understand why you ended up getting all this COVID. A person who shows and has such tremendous respect for everyone else, that is the person who ends up with tremendous COVID. There's an incredible story that Rav Shlomo Shvadron said over. We all know the Chafetz Chaim. What an incredible tzaddik the Chafetz Chaim was. And of course, we could only well imagine how much respect the Chafetz Chaim showed to everybody that came into his home. One time, an individual who happened to be a principal of a yeshiva came to visit the Chafetz Chaim. As soon as the Chafetz Chaim saw him, he chased him out of the home. The man didn't understand. What did I do wrong? And the Chafetz Chaim, the great tzaddik, can't allow me to remain in his home? So he said, what did I do wrong? He says, because of you, 3,000 Jews are going to be taken away from the Derech Hashem. Now the man really didn't understand what was going on. What did he ever do? And that the Chafetz Chaim should accuse him of such a terrible sin. He says, do you remember at one time you were the principal of yeshiva in a certain town, and there was a boy in the yeshiva who never didn't have a father, and he wasn't a very well-behaved boy. And what you did was you expelled him from the yeshiva permanently. The name of that boy was Leibel Trotsky, the infamous Leon Trotsky, who was such a prominent communist and was part of the Bolsheviks that tried and was successful, unfortunately, to a great degree, of taking away Torah for such a large part of the Jewish people. And it was all because you just decided all by yourself that that Jewish child doesn't deserve to remain in the yeshiva. Alti bozel kol adam. Any person could grow up to be great, but people could end up not being great. Chas v'sholem, we should be the people that cause something like that should happen. The Chazon Ish used to say, sometimes children are expelled from yeshiva because they're not acting appropriately. Where is the place, said the Chazon Ish, for a person to learn how to act? Where is the place that if you have somebody that isn't behaving the way they ought to behave, that we should send him to learn how to act? A yeshiva. So if anything, said the Chazon Ish, specifically that person and that child needs a yeshiva more than anyone else. The Rav Shlomo Uvolbo quotes a medrash in Kehelis. The pasuk says, "Al toimer, don't say ma hayosh ayomam rishonim hayu toivim me'ela. Don't say that the earlier days were better than today." It doesn't represent great wisdom speaking that way. So the Medrash continues. Don't look at the previous generations. Don't say Eli or Rabbi Kiva Kayim. If Rabbi Kiva was alive, then I would go learn. If Reb Zeir and Reb Yochanan was still here, I would certainly go to their shir. El dor shebi yomecho, v'chacham shebi yomecho, k'dor shaholach, v'chacham ha'rishonim shoyer lefanecha. Every generation, every person, he explains, in every generation, is there for that generation. And the people of this generation understand this generation. And just looking back and saying, oh, previous generation, that was better. Every generation has value, and every generation has what to accomplish. And that's why the Tanakh continues. You know, Rav Shlomo Vorbel continues to think that people say, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, that's where a person can be over Hashem. Somewhere else, certainly, Chutz Laretz, how can we come to Madrega? How can we be over Hashem? And the truth is, of course, Chutz Laretz doesn't have the same level of Kedusha and Tahara as Eretz Yisrael. But Devin Ezra says tremendous words. Oma avoides Hashem. What is the avoides Hashem? Lishmer koyech hakibul kafi amokim. Every place is a place where we can grow. There is no place in the world where we're limited. Every place has its challenges, but every place is a place that we can grow. And therefore, we need to recognize that. And that's why the Tanakh concludes, Ve'en lecha davar she'en le'makom. It's not only the time you live in, it's not only the place you live in, but it's also who you live with. All of them have tremendous influence on what we end up being. But even though they all have this tremendous influence on what we end up being, we aren't to take the attitude that only in certain times and in certain places and in certain environments, every place we can grow. There's a medrash. The medrash says there was once a lion sleeping, and there was somebody who stepped on his toe, and the lion wakes up very agitated. Who had the chutzpah to step on my toe as I was sleeping? And he sees it's a small mouse, and he says, I'm going to kill you. You little mouse dare to disturb my sleep? And the mouse tells him, leave me and I will show you that you will not regret. The lion says, okay. A couple days later, the lion is walking, and there were hunters who had set out a net, and the lion is trapped in that net. He can't get out. The lion begins to roar, and the mouse hears the roar of the lion, and he comes to save him. And he says to him, what could you do for me? I'm trapped here. And the mouse says, I'll show you. And he starts to bite away at the net as it completely opens up. And as it opens up, the lion is able to get out. And the lion says, you see, it was worth saving you. The powerful lion needs the weak mouse. The powerful lion needs the weak mouse. Every person has to look at himself with that approach. There's an incredible story. We all know one of the greatest Gedolei Yisrael was the Avni Nezer, the Agli Tal. If one looks in the Agdoma of the Avni Nezer, of the Agli Tal, he says that there wasn't a day in his entire life that he wasn't mechadish chedushei Torah. The father of the Egle Tal was Rav Zev Nochem Bornstein, the Rav, the Biala Rav. The Egle Tal was a son-in-law by the great Kotzke Rebbe. When the Kotzke Rebbe did the shidduch with the Biala Rebbe, he asked the Biala Rebbe, Biala Rebbe, tell me, how were you Zaycha? How did it come that you should have such a son, the great Talmud Chacham, the great God of Yisrael? So he answered the Rebbe, he told the Kotzker Rebbe, you know, it was 1 year Purim, and everybody on Purim here, where we were living, in Europe, was busy doing the mitzvah sayoy, shaloch manas, matzot lav yoinim, sudas Purim. And we know, he said, that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, is that when it's day here, it's night on the other side of the world. So on the other side of the world, it was night. Everybody was sleeping. Nobody was learning Torah. On our side of the world, nobody was learning Torah because everybody was busy with Purim. And we know that the world could only have a kiyum. The world could only exist if there's somebody learning Torah. I was the only person in the world who was learning Torah at that moment. And because I was the only person in the world who was learning Torah at that moment, they said min hashamayim that I will have a child who will be the Gadol Hador. And that's actually what happened. That's how my son, your son-in-law, the Avni Nezer, that was ultimately born. What a tremendous lesson. One person's learning. One person's learning can have such an incredible effect for the world, and really not just for the world, but for himself. Al tibaz l'kol adam. Don't take anybody for granted. Everybody has tremendous powers. They are utilized, and we need to respect them.